Welcome to the Seattle Astronomy Podcast, conversations about the cosmos with an emphasis on space and astronomy news of interest to amateur astronomy enthusiasts. I'm Greg Scheiderer, your host. I'm also the writer of the Seattle Astronomy blog at seattleastronomy.com. Last month, a two-day symposium was held for discussion of measures to protect the outstanding dark night skies of the Columbia River Gorge. While Seattle Astronomy was unable to attend the event because of travel, we spoke by phone with Jonathan Lewis, one of the organizers of the symposium. Lewis was pleased with the way it went.
It went far better than I had hoped. Everything, I think, went really smoothly. All of the speakers and people who were engaged with the event did an excellent job. I got a lot of feedback from the both people who were there and the speakers that they were really impressed with the diverse group of folks we were able to pull together. A lot of times, you know, when you go to something like this, it's just astronomy buffs or just night sky people. But we actually had lighting people who, you know, really aren't into the dark sky that much. And they were able to learn quite a bit on their end. And then astronomy people who were able to learn a whole lot about the LED technology. And it's interesting, in Paul's keynote the evening at the observatory, he was kind of disparaging LEDs as a real menace. But by the end of it, we realized that the LED technology has a lot of potential to make the dark sky much better if it's done properly. So that was really the goal, is to get that message out, and hopefully it worked.
It's interesting about LEDs because there is kind of this swing back and forth in opinion about them. It seems like when they were first introduced that it was seen as a good thing, but maybe the fact is that some are being done wrong, including the one in front of my house.
Yeah. Lots of them are being done wrong. That really is the problem. And the day after the symposium, I got a lighting proposal from actually one of the vendors that was at the symposium, and it was completely wrong. His fixtures were not dark sky compliant. So I think the message has to get beaten home quite a bit. Of course, I was able to send him a couple videos from the symposium and say, you know, please resubmit, you know, think about this and resubmit. And then he gave me a batch of fixtures that would work perfectly. But it's definitely a steep learning curve on the LED side of things. There's those who specify and do a really good job designing a good package, and others who just want to make it sparkle really bright.
Yeah, that's a pity. We don't need that brightness. I think that's one of the things we have to help people understand. It doesn't have to be bright to be good.
Yeah.
So overall, how was the attendance? Were you happy with it?
Yes, the attendance up at the observatory was really good. I still haven't gotten attendance numbers from the MACED folks, but I think we had around 90 people up there. We ended up showing it in the observatory dome. It was the main talk, and then we streamed the presentations to the little meeting room next door, so that worked well, and it was packed. So it was very fun up there, and the presentations by the Washington State Parks people about the renovations that are going to go on at the Goldendale Observatory were very interesting, a lot of exciting stuff happening up there. And then Paul's talk that he gave up there was excellent. I've watched several of his talks that are on YouTube and whatnot, and I think this one was his best. He really nailed all the points very, very well. And then the next day down at the Discovery Center was more the technical side of things, and it was an all-day event. So we didn't have as many. I think it was around 65 people, but they really were all the right people. We had county operations people from Wasco County, city commissioners from Hood River, a lot of people from the Columbia Gorge scenic area groups. So it was a really good group of people. And after all the talks, we had breakout groups to go over ways to move forward with projects and solutions, and everybody was very engaged, and a lot of great ideas came out of that. So it was very worthwhile.
How important is it for this effort to have the attention and interest of Representative Gina McCabe, who is from Goldendale?
Very important. We're just, you know, from Goldendale there, she's definitely a leader in the business community. And to have the businesses, you know, hear what she was having to say and have that be an important part of her agenda, I think was really important. And then there's a number of things statewide that I'm hoping that she can engage with as well. One of the issues is with ordinances, when they get passed, a lot of times they don't get enforced properly. And part of that is because the small communities don't have their own electrical inspectors. They're using the state electrical inspector through the Department of Labor and Industry. So I'm hoping for some legislation that will allow the labor and industry to enforce or somehow be able to make electrical contractors comply with local ordinances, even though it's, you know, two separate jurisdictions. So anyway, some conversations like that were able to get started.
That's good. That's a good outcome, isn't it?
Very good.
Any other great takeaways or aha moments that came out of the 2 days of work together?
Well, we had a guy from, his name is Gary, but I can't remember the group he's with. He was speaking the second day on human-centric lighting, and his talk really was not focused on dark sky issues, so I was a little bit disappointed there, but he had some excellent points about our circadian rhythms and some of the NASA research that's been done. And his company works with sport groups like the Seahawks and all these to actually tune the LED lighting so that it's lower in the evening when you're going to bed and then gets really hot, like 6,000 K, very blue light in the middle of the day to match the sun. So to realize that, you know, our relationship with lighting can, with LEDs, mimic a more natural environment. Not only at night, but also during the day. Very interesting stuff that he came up with there. And then there was another guy, Rob Leonard, with Echelon. They do controls. And everybody was very amazed at the things that can be done to dim LEDs, dim them down at sunrise and sunset, because you really don't need that much light, so you're saving energy. And then the occupancy and motion sensors, where they can basically have a bank of lights follow you around the campus. So the rest of the campus is dark. Only where someone is walking will the lights come on. And then they can give an app or a little button to students. And if they're feeling like they're being stalked or something, they can hit that button and the lights will begin to flash over them, but then, you know, continue to follow the stalker. So amazing, like sci-fi stuff that they have available right now. So it was neat to learn about that. His company is implementing the dimming controls in Goldendale, so the city will be able to dial the lights up and down at different times and have quite a bit of control over their street lights, which is really good to see.
It's interesting to hear a person there who's involved with sports groups. Because in the times in the past that there's been talk of a statewide ordinance around lighting, they're one of the ones that have come out really strongly and said, don't mess with what we're trying to do at night. So maybe there's a little room for some cooperation and collaboration there.
Right. And he did talk about the arena lighting being able to basically have a no light trespass because of how direct and really even lighting all the way across the field with very little glare. All those things are greatly improved with the newer LED technology that's available. So a lot of the arguments that sports groups might have against lighting ordinances maybe will go away because of the new technology.
That's cool. That's great news to hear. So it sounds like the symposium has been a big help and has worked as you were hoping it would.
Yeah. so far. We need to see some more lighting projects happen. That's the real outcome that we'd like to see. So we'll keep pressing forward and hoping more of those happen.
Are there any next steps, plans for further meetings or anything people who might just be interested in the issue can do?
Yeah, there was considerable talk among the gorge communities about doing a gorge-wide dark sky area project. So there's some meetings that are happening in relation to that. I'm not sure when they'll be or where, but that's a very exciting possibility. And then there's a number of people who are looking at doing some more of the recording of, like, photographic recording of light levels of the sky and doing some research about how to do that and begin capturing that around the gorge. So those are things that are happening right now. Probably staying tuned and signing up for the Mid-Columbia Economic Development District's newsletter would be a great way to keep track of what's going on. Also, the Friends of the Goldendale Observatory newsletter, and they'll be able to keep you up to date with ongoing opportunities.
Anything else you'd like to throw in that I haven't thought to ask about?
Well, Greg, you need to come over and visit soon at night so you can see the observatory. I'll let you know when the telescope's going to be there.
I am itching to do that, and I hope to do it before winter comes in and the weather turns a little crummier. So, do keep me posted about that.
Will do.
All right. Thanks very much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
We've been speaking with Jonathan Lewis, one of the organizers of last month's Gorge Night Sky Symposium. You can find links to the Mid-Columbia Economic Development District, to Friends of the Goldendale Observatory, and to their newsletter subscription links on the blog post that accompanies this podcast on seattleastronomy.com. That post also features a collection of videos of many of the sessions of the symposium. That's it for this edition of the Seattle Astronomy Podcast. Keep up with day-to-day news on our blog, find astronomy events on our calendar, and check out our store for recommendations for astronomy books, gear, software, and gadgets. It's all at seattleastronomy.com. The Seattle Astronomy Podcast is copyright 2016 by Seattle Astronomy. Our theme music is Aboard the Alien Craft from the album Symphony for Spaceman by Steve Combs and Delta Is. It's on freemusicarchive.org and is used under a Creative Commons attribution license. I'm Greg Scheiderer, wishing you clear skies. Thanks for listening.